You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a dramatic shift at the United Nations Oceans Conference in Lisbon last week, a series of Pacific governments have formed an alliance to oppose deep sea mining in international waters, but Greenpeace says the continued silence from the New Zealand government on this issue is deafening. To standing ovations, a series of Pacific nations, including Fiji and Samoa, joined an alliance opposing deep sea mining announced by Palau on Monday. Adding to their momentum the following day, Tuvalu, Tonga, and Guam announced their support for the halt to deep-sea mining, and France is now also calling for a legal and robust framework to ban deep-sea mining in the high seas. But to date, the New Zealand government has not formed a position on the issue. Now, I spoke to James Heater, part of the deep seabed and mining campaign at Greenpeace Aotearoa, on the matter, and I started off by asking him about Greenpeace's calls for New Zealand to speak up on the issue.
Yeah, I think it's essential. You know, I think we are a Pacific nation and we have a responsibility to protect the ocean that's, you know, home to 90% of all life and gives us half of the air that we breathe. It nourishes us and connects us as Pacific people. And yet we've got a government who are willing to sit on their hands and watch it be mined, which is just absolutely ridiculous to me. And really, it's a case of Jacinda Ardern, Nanaia Mahuta and David Parker wanting to take the politically safe route of going, oh, actually, we're just not going to say anything on this issue. So it's about time that they turned around and spoke up.
Yeah, now, what sort of impact or damage would this have on our Pacific neighbours, especially, you know, around Fiji, Tuvalu, Tonga, Guam, Samoa, if New Zealand were to stay silent on this issue?
Well, really, I think, you know, we've got the United Nations ambassador for Samoa who stood at the event in Lisbon and said the majority of the Pacific is behind this issue. So the impact is quite far-reaching. I think if New Zealand doesn't take a stand on this and stand in solidarity with those seeking to protect the oceans, I think that will have quite a long-lasting and deep impact on the relations between our country and the wider Pacific. So we really need a government that's going to take action on this and stand in solidarity with our Pacific brothers and sisters.
Yeah, now in terms of the framework in order to halt deep-sea mining, where does New Zealand need to start?
First of all, you know, we hear government often talk about engagement at the International Seabed Authority. You know, the International Seabed Authority is an agency that was set up to license mining. It wasn't really set up to regulate or protect the oceans. It was set up to facilitate mining to go ahead. And by participating in that, by engaging in that process, although New Zealand has good intentions, we're actually just enabling the practice of deep sea mining to go ahead and to go ahead as quickly as it is. You know, we're looking at seeing commercial scale mining in just the next year or two. It's crazy to me to think that in that short of a time, while we're dealing with a climate crisis, while we're dealing with a biodiversity crisis, that New Zealand's going to sit back and watch while a new industry sets out to plunder the ocean. And, you know, it's going to risk destroying fisheries and tourism at a time where Pacific nations are already suffering from the effects of COVID-19. So, you know, it's really a situation where it's blatantly obvious what this country should do. But, again, our politicians are taking the politically safe route of being silent. And really, it's just not something that I'm willing to stand for. This government needs to take action.
Yeah, now in terms of deep sea mining itself, its use has been regarded as a way to pick up clean energy technologies like electric car batteries, which do require certain metals at the bottom of the ocean. And proponents say mining the metallic treasure is essential to cutting carbon emissions. However, there is no regulations behind this, and if there were regulations introduced, then essentially that'd be giving the green light. And obviously a lot of criticism has been put forth towards New Zealand to push against that.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument, and keep in mind that this argument's only being propagated by the people who are set to make billions of dollars off of this industry. So take it with a grain of salt. But They often talk about reducing carbon emissions and things like that, when in reality we can actually get all of the minerals and metals that we need from moving toward a circular economy. So reusing the vast amount of minerals and metals that we have in our households and our workplaces. I mean, if you think back across your lifetime, how many devices have you thrown in landfill that could have been reused, all of the minerals and metals extracted from those devices? I grew up in Tāmaki, where we have e-waste recycling programs which facilitated the return of some of those devices. But even the process of deep sea mining releases all of the carbon based at the bottom of the sea back up into it, reducing the ability of the ocean to give us every second breath we take. So on one hand, you know, maybe it would be helping to provide an extra source, but on the other hand, it's absolutely destroying the same thing that they're trying to say they're working towards. So really, it's just a farce, and it's an excuse for a few people to make billions of dollars.
Yeah, now another point scientists have brought up is that this could cause unprecedented environmental destruction, and obviously the costs outweigh the benefits in terms of climate change mitigation. Also, the ocean floor is difficult to access, so you'd be damaging habitats of marine life and such.
I mean, if we look at the situation with the oceans across the board, we've got severe overfishing, we've got plastic pollution, and we're pushing the ocean to the absolute brink of what it can take. And we're looking at potentially having little to no fish stocks in just the next 30 to 50 years. And at the same time, we're looking to mine it. It just doesn't make any sense to me while we're sitting here fighting for a global oceans treaty and protections across the world, wanting to protect 30% of the oceans by 2030. We're doing all of this really essential work to protect the ocean for the future of our entire planet. And, you know, we're sitting by watching this industry sneak up and it's taking over. But, you know, I'm really proud of the organisations like Greenpeace and iwi across Aotearoa, like Ngāti Tuanui, for example, who are fighting this industry firsthand. You know, we saw Debbie Ngarewa Packer in Lisbon speaking up hugely and being, you know, sitting with people like Dr. Sylvia Earle, who is a long-standing legend for oceans protection, saying that we absolutely cannot do this. So much so that even a sponsor nation like France has stood up and said, we cannot let deep sea mining go ahead. So it's really clear, I think, that the world has shifted and they've shifted away from deep sea mining. But now we need our governments to reflect that and stand up for us instead of sitting aside and watching it happen.
That was James Heater, part of this deep seabed and mining campaign at Greenpeace Aotearoa, speaking about New Zealand's silence on deep sea mining.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.